French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is Daddy's Coffee. When I was a young child, our home was a solid two-story wooden structure perched on a sloping gentle hill near a lake in northern Illinois. We had all four seasons, and we had them in full measure in that geography. Equal to them was my father. His nature and strength held as much dominion over me as any winter, any summer. The smallest movements from his stone-strong hands as he folded his morning newspaper with one and cradled a cup of coffee, feeling its warmth, measuring its readiness with the other, were quiet yet portentous signs, like weather, the language of birds, the music in a movie to me, his second son. We had a porch that was enclosed and paneled in knotty pine wood, where he took his breakfast. Five windows allowed a view of our sweeping front yard, the towering mix of trees, and the garage that housed his latest Cadillac. He was fully dressed and at the table when I would finish my bowl of cereal in the kitchen and enter on tiptoe, still wearing my pajamas, his heavy cufflinks tapping against his captain's table, and the susurration of the newspapers were the only sounds in that sanctuary he loved. His starched white dress shirt, dark tie, and an impeccable suit hugged his still football player strong shoulders. He smelled of hair tonic, soap, subtle cologne, and, as enticingly of all, dark, freshly brewed coffee. At that time of my life, the world was safe and in order. My mother and father still lived together. She was beautiful and catered to him with a plate of bacon or pork sausages, sunny-side-up eggs, buttered toast, and her deep red, homemade strawberry preserves. He would stroke the small of her back as she poured him a second cup before returning to the adjoining kitchen, closing the porch door to ensure quiet from my sisters, one older, one younger, as they readied for school. Being a young male child, I suppose I was allowed to have a rare interlude like this. Just guys. Perhaps that gave me the audacity to ask him for coffee one winter morning. He set aside his newspaper and studied me a bit that first time. Being married, and still acting like it back then, he probably contemplated a wife's logical and likely protestation of a child on caffeine. But being a salesman, Van Aken Motors, new and used cars, he brokered a middle ground. He prepared me for the adult flavors of coffee by adding a jigger more of half and half to it, along with a mounded spoon of sugar, and then he dunked a torn piece of his warm toast in it. I was allowed to eat the coffee-drenched toast, not to drink the brew itself. He pulled me up onto his lap and rubbed his cheek to mine. He smiled with a rugged beauty I could only pray to have when grown. To this day, I love that combination of flavors and textures he gave me. While it might seem the butter on the toast might not meld with the liquid, it certainly does. I was introduced to it by Daddy. We all have or have had one. Yes, with a mix of joy and pain. Today, I will drink my coffee and remember his strength and humor. Happy Father's Day in heaven, Papa. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
How can I try to explain when I do?